The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you and good afternoon to others. Welcome to this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Breaking news, Panthers have changed their stance. They have deactivated Greg Hardy for today's game. No Adrian Peterson, no Ray Rice, as we all know. That story just continues to unfold before our eyes. Who's lying? Roger Goodell? Ray Rice? Are they both lying? Who the heck knows at this point? The truth will come out, though. I gotta say, I've seen a lot of untrue statements from one Roger Goodell. And to be quite honest, I don't know what Ray Rice has to gain by lying when there is video evidence of what this cat did. So, a lot of things to discuss in the world of sports. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime for this hour, Fred Wallen. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Andy. Good morning. And let's talk about Adrian Peterson and the whole mess we have going now in the NFL when we come back from the break.
Yeah, we will. Obviously, big on our minds, big on everybody's mind. So a ton of things to discuss. And there were other things happening in the sports world this weekend, like college football, and some teams stepped up and some teams didn't. Mayweather wins another one in a decision. Always controversy, though, there. So a ton of things to talk about. Major League Baseball heating up quite a bit. Kansas City still in that race. And your Los Angeles Dodgers still ahead in that division. So tons of things to get to. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hello. You have reached Easy Office Phone. If you know the extension of the person you are calling, please press 1 now. For features like unlimited North American calling, voicemail to email, and web-based control, press 2 now. If you are calling for a free month of service and $25 off all Panasonic handsets, press 3 now. To speak with an Easy Office Phone agent about cloud-based business phone service, call 866-671-0111 or visit easyofficephone.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Fred, you know what? We've got actually a special guest that's going to be joining us. I told him to call sometime between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour, coming to us from the motherland, by the way, all the way from Israel, none other than Ari Lewis, host of Lewis Live. Ari, good morning, man. How are you? Actually,
hey,
I should say
hey,
good
Dorf.
Evening to you, I think. But good morning to us and good evening to you.
Yeah, the sun just set out here, and it's really beautiful. There's nothing like a sunset in Jerusalem, but it's a big pleasure to be on your show. I was telling one of my producers last week when you came on that I've been a fan of yours since I was 21 years old. I used to call on your show back in the days of Phoenix. So it's a real treat to be on your show this way as a talk show host.
Yeah, hey, listen, man, every now and then you just keep doing what you do and good things happen. But, Fred, you probably remember Ari from back in the days when he used to call us a lot, but obviously now he has his own show in Jerusalem. Hey, just out of curiosity, how can people check your show out, man?
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, basically, they go to TLV1.fm. The website, and I'm on every Tuesday Pacific time. It's 9 in the morning, so it's live. And then after that, if they don't catch the live show, they can always catch the podcast. That's always available. So go to TLV1.fm. You can also get my show on iTunes, Lewis Live Sports, and download the shows, and all the shows have been archived. So it's some good times if people want to get a perspective what's going on in Israel, sports in Israel, how the war over the summer affected sports, very interesting topics because there are a lot of soldiers that could have gone into sports instead of gone in the army, and they instead served the country and paid with their lives. We touch upon a few stories where that happened. So it's been a very difficult summer in Israel, and people want to understand, know more about it, they can check out my show again, TLV1.fm.
Very good. Very good info. And since we got you, Ari, look, Fred wanted to kind of get into the Adrian Peterson situation. Yeah. We all know that he was indicted, went to prison. I think he's been released now at this point as well. He turned himself in. And I think it's going to be one of those cases, Fred, where you know, his attorney came out and said that Adrian doesn't feel he did anything wrong. This is the way that he was brought up. And I'm just kind of thinking about this in a different way. This is the same guy that had his child abused and killed by somebody else, if I'm not mistaken. So you would think that Adrian Peterson would be a little bit smarter. Yes or no, Fred? And then we'll get Ari's take.
Well, you'd presume he'd be a little bit smarter, but obviously he's not a little bit smarter. And let me say this, if he's convicted, the 1 year or the lifetime suspension for Ray Rice, this should be exactly the same or worse for Adrian Peterson. Just think about this now. As bad as it is hitting a woman, at least at some point she can run away. A four-year-old kid can't run away. So, I mean, there's no way out. So what Adrian Peterson did, if he did it, if he's proven guilty, I don't care what state it is, Texas or whatever state, it is Texas in this case, lifetime ban or as long a ban as you can ever get in the National Football League, in my mind. You cannot hit a four-year-old kid. As you indicated, Andy, last October, of course, is a child that he never even saw was killed by the boyfriend of the mother of the child. So you would presume he'd be a little bit smarter, a little bit more sensitive to it. But obviously, an Adrian Peterson can do one thing. He could run the football in the National Football League. But as a human being, he's a louse if he's convicted. I don't know if he's going to, you know, right now there are allegations. He's indicted. But the point is, if he's convicted, I would never play him again in the National Football League. And if I'm Minnesota, if he's convicted, I'd release him like immediately the day after he's convicted. That's just my thought. Ari or Andy, take over.
Ari, go ahead, man.
Guys, I got so many thoughts on this. First thing I want to say, because I want to put all perspectives on this. I'm not sure how you guys were raised, grew up, but you know, I grew up with a very strong father, you know, big guy, and he never abused me, thank God. But it was definitely clear that if I messed up, I'd have to deal with him. And as a result, I was a good kid, honor student, didn't get involved with drugs, you know. And that was part of it. Chris Rock has a whole routine he did in the 90s about how, like, single mothers will end up, you know, don't go to a club, I don't want your kids to rob me in a couple of years, that type of thing. I definitely understand, like, a son will respect his father out of fear, and you have to have that to be a good kid. But with all that being said, this is different for a bunch of reasons. Like, Trace McGrady tweeted and said, well, I had to pick the light switch I was hit with. I guess I was the only one. He was trying to say it wasn't a big deal. Well, Trace McGrady was raised by his grandmother, not the NFL's top running back in his late 20s, 220 pounds of muscle. It's not the same thing. And that's probably very horrifying for a kid to be hit, period, but by that big guy with the tree branch. I mean, this is Adrian Peterson. They're reporters who tell stories when they shake his hand, it hurts. If Adrian Peterson needed to discipline his four-year-old kid, a light slap would have definitely done it. I think that would have, you know, got the message. So this is beyond, and great point. That's what Zach was going to bring up about his son died last year from abuse. He needs to be more sensitive, and I don't know how he's going to get out of this. And let's say, for example, they suspend him for a year. Well, remember, he's a running back. They have a short life. I'm not sure how many years he's going to have of his prime because he's hitting 30 pretty soon. And it's strange because he could go down as the greatest running back ever if you go by numbers, if he's able to play. And it'd be very weird if this is the way his career ended. Imagine if Emmitt Smith did something like this, and that's the way his career ended, and you didn't get to see him, you know, flourish at the end any more years. So this is... it's such a strange situation. And Dorf, you know, you were on last week talking about Ray Rice, and now we have this. I mean, Goodell has got to be going down in flames, and not that this was this fault this time, but if he doesn't handle it right, they may ask him to resign. I think that's possible.
Well, look, here's the deal, man. At the end of the day, guys, all of these guys think they're ATL. They all think they're above the law. That includes Roger Goodell. The guy made $44 million last year. Don't feel sorry for any of these guys with whatever happens to them at the end of the day, because they deserve whatever they get. And to be honest with you about Roger Goodell, look, there's no committee. It's Roger Goodell. It's his freaking league, fellas. So at the end of the day, he is the guy to blame. This is all happening under his watch. Look at what he did to Sean Payton. Look at what he did to numerous other people, how he handled those situations. So I'm just really appalled, to be honest with you, at the way he handled the Ray Rice thing in the beginning. A two-game suspension was an absolute joke. I think if he came on a lot stronger, a lot harder, maybe putting him out for a whole year to start with, people would have a much different light. You know, the news about Greg Hardy today now being deactivated by the Panthers, they're doing the right thing. Took a few extra days for them to do that. I guess I just don't – look, at the end of the day, it's all about making money, okay? And we all get that. The NFL is a multi-billion-dollar business. They're going to make money whether Roger Goodell or Fred Wallen or Andy Dorf or Ari Lewis is the commissioner of the league. So I would have to say that Roger Goodell is definitely walking on eggshells at this point. Fred, your thoughts?
No, I agree. The owners should do the right thing here, and either Goodell suspends himself for a period of time and finds himself a great deal of money, or I think the owner should do exactly that. This has to be the worst week in the history of the National Football League. I can't think of anything. What else can go wrong? I mean,
what about when and Jeff brought this up in hour one? when the player from Kansas City went and shot killed himself right in front of his two coaches and whatnot. And I think he did that right after committing double murder or whatever. But that was a pretty awful day as well. I mean, we can go back to OJ and that whole thing. I mean, look, it's just a real bad situation for the NFL. They need to clean things up. I don't know what the percentage is, but I got to think the percentage is pretty darn high for these guys who have been in trouble with the law before. I don't have the exact number. I was trying to find it, and it's kind of sketchy. I can't really get it. Hey, real quickly, Ari, do you want to hang tight with us on the other side for a moment? Because we got to get to a break. Do you have a few more minutes to spend with us, man?
Yeah, no doubt. Let's do it.
All right, sounds good. We'll continue with Ari Lewis on the other side. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Alrighty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ, where I always am for the most part. And we are reaching across the world to the motherland, all the way to Jerusalem, Israel. Talking to Ari Lewis, host of Lewis Live. You can catch him on TLV1.fm, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Ari?
Yeah, that's correct, TLV1. And this Tuesday, 9 in the morning Pacific time, I'll be on live. And then after that, again, they can catch all the podcasts and go to iTunes And you can download Lewis Live Sports and get all my shows archived.
And just so you know, man, I just liked your page on Facebook. So go to TLV1, and you can like the page as well. But let's get back into this, fellas. A lot of things to discuss in the NFL right now. Just a couple news and notes. Carson Palmer is out today against the Giants. Again, Greg Hardy deactivated by the Panthers, doing the right thing if you ask me. A lot of things going on with Adrian Peterson being out as well. The child abuse that he was found of, indicted for, turned himself in, has now been released again, has been released. So that'll all unfold before our eyes. But look, I want to shift this more to Roger Goodell and ask you guys your humble opinion. Look, I've seen so many untrue statements by this guy. I've done a lot of homework. I've been researching it like crazy. At the end of the day, somebody is lying. Am I crazy to think that Roger Goodell is lying? Fred, you first.
Well, according to the authorities, they sent the tape in either March or April.
April.
In April to the National Football League. If that be the case, then somebody in that office has the tape. And if you're thinking that the guy at top never watched it, if you want to believe that, I guess that's okay. I don't believe that. I believe everybody saw it because it was so shocking, the one we eventually saw on TMZ. So the point is, I think, and I've said this on Sports Byline on Friday night and Sports Overnight America, I believe because Ray Rice is a big name and very important to the Ravens and very important to making money in the National Football League. He was hoping, Goodell was hoping this thing would just go away and hide. Well, it didn't. And no, of course, I don't believe him that he didn't see the tape. You'd have to look at the tapes if the authorities are telling the truth. And I see no reason why they wouldn't be telling the truth. So the National Football League's had 5 months, and he made his decision, Goodell, let's say a month and a half ago. So he had 3 months to decide what to happen, and he was hoping it would just go away. Of course, it didn't go away. And now, of course, we have the indefinite suspension. But I think Goodell should suspend himself, or the league should suspend him. And maybe fire him. I just think, as you said, Andy, he's been caught in a major, major lie, and you just can't do this if you're the head of a big corporation. If you're the head of AOL, or the head of somebody else, you're going to lose your job over this. And I think maybe he should lose his job, but assuredly he should be fined and suspended.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, he's trying to insult yours and mine and everybody else's intelligence. I can't believe a guy when he comes out and has the statements that he has, that it was ambiguously reported to him, this and that and the other. Look, I just find it asinine to think that Roger Goodell and some of the higher-ups did not look at that video in April, and I agree with you 100%. They figured that they could wipe it all under the table and they would just get rid of the problem. Well, here's the deal. There are news sources out there like TMZ that you might think they're slimy and sleazy and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it's about reporting a story and breaking a story. And ESPN and all these major networks, Fox, they all want to be the first one to do it. So I don't really see any harm or foul in what TMZ is trying to do. They want to break a story. And you know what? This would be a huge, huge win for them if they break it and they wind up, you know, showing that Roger Goodell is lying. So at the end of the day, I'm usually a little bit more like, you know what? The media is trying to make a story. In this one, they reported the facts and the evidence. And truthfully, if they can get it, the billion-dollar corporation, the NFL, can get it as well. Ari, your thoughts?
Well, you guys are talking about the last segment, one of the worst days in the NFL, or worst week, et cetera. Originally, when you said that, the first thing I thought of was Ray Lewis. Here's a guy, we don't know if he killed those people or his friends did it or what exactly happened, but it clearly, it's pretty clear he was involved in some degree. And the NFL was not able to suspend him, I guess, because he wasn't convicted. But you figured something should have happened, some type of punishment. He does get punished. He wins the Super Bowl that year and the Super Bowl MVP. And later on, guess who becomes almost quasi-like best friends with? Roger Goodell. Him and Goodell are very tight. I found that to be very strange because Goodell knows what happened. And I think that shows a poor reflection of character we're seeing more now. You know, you could tell a lot by a person by their friends. And if he's friends with Ray Lewis and Ray Lewis got away with murder, that is a poor reflection on Goodell. And when you think about that, what type of message did that send to players like Ray Rice or Adrian Peterson that saw Ray Lewis as a kid and know that he got away with something because he was a big star, because he made money for the NFL and he made money for the Ravens? So you have to send these messages early. Ben Roethlisberger, there's another example. He wasn't convicted, but there's a good chance he sexually assaulted two women, and he got, what, a 4-game suspension? So this was set in precedent long before Ray Rice assaulted a woman physically. I mean, when Ben Roethlisberger was accused of, was even worse than Ray Rice was accused of. And Roethlisberger still has a job. So you have to have harder punishments, and I agree with you guys. I mean, Goodell could start with himself by punishing himself to a very lengthy degree. He would have to admit he did something wrong, and I think Goodell has too much of an ego for that. But if he did, that would be a good step in the right direction. And, again, here's another twist about the TMZ. TMZ got this video. How was it that ESPN, NBC, any big media organization did not get the video? Did they not care? Did they not try? Or did they know? And would they not want to report it because they're in bed with the NFL? I know that's a bit of a conspiracy theory, but I'm just curious why TMZ was able to dig this up. You know ESPN has more money than TMZ. So why did TMZ, why were they ones that were able to break the story? That's some of the thoughts I have on the topic.
Look, I think it boils down to they just never asked, and it goes back to what Fred said. They just wanted to wipe it underneath the carpet and let it be gone because – you're right. Look, if the NFL wanted to see that tape in April, like I'm sure they did, they had the ability to do that. The attorney general from the state of New Jersey basically said that they were privy to this information and they could have seen it. So, again, somebody's lying, and I really think the guy that's lying is named Roger Goodell. Fred?
Yeah, I think the people in power in the National Football League hoped and prayed this thing would go away because all they care about is how many fans go through the stadium, how many fans watch on TV, how many fans buy the memorabilia and things like that. So they didn't care. And they don't care at this point. But now, of course, because all the groups have gotten involved, they have to make a case. So they changed it from 2 games, and then they changed it to a 6-game suspension automatically. And now, of course, when he says finally admits that he saw the tape, indefinite suspension, and he lost his job. Rice lost his job with the Ravens. Listen, he's got to be suspended for a year. Adrian Peterson has to be suspended for a year, if not longer. It's a mess in the National Football League, and the crazy thing is, when you're doing a sports talk show, you'd like to be able to talk about the games. We've gone 30 minutes here in this hour, and we haven't talked about the games because the games don't really matter in comparison to how badly things are going for the National Football League and the players that are playing in the NFL. Kids look up to these guys. Kids look up to these guys as heroes. A lot of kids don't have a two-family home. So whatever Charles Barkley said 15 years ago, he's totally wrong. These are heroes to these kids, and they are role models to these kids. And Goodell did not do the right thing. He did 180 degrees the wrong thing. And look, we're 30 minutes into this show. We're not talking about the darn games. I want to talk about, to Ari, you know, what sports they talk about in Israel. We haven't talked about that. We've talked about one thing, physical violence on women and physical violence on a 4-year-old child.
Yeah, no, great point. But look, I'm going to leave Ari with this one more real quick question for you. And then, Fred, you and I can dig into that, and we'll get into some of the games on the other side. But, and again, Ari, really appreciate you taking time out with us today. We'll have to do it again. We should just kind of keep reciprocating. I'll do your show. Fred can do your show. You can do our show. But real quickly, before we let you run, how badly do you think that the brand of the NFL has been hurt by all this nonsense this week?
It's been severely damaged, but even after this, it's still going to be the number one game in the United States. Obviously, it'll be the number one thing. You point out that they're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They're a machine. If you go late 80s, baseball was probably the king still. It was somewhere baseball didn't care anymore. They didn't try. They didn't do new things. The NFL always tried out new things since then. Different ways, TV angles, revenue sharing, better stadiums, whatever had to be done. The rules.
Hey, Ari, I don't want to cut you off, but we're up against it. So in about 15 seconds, give us a response on this one.
Yeah, you know what? It's damaged. It'll still be the number one sport in the cane. There'll be huge ratings tonight. There'll be huge ratings all season, and they'll still make money. And hopefully they'll just increase the morality. It's the only thing they could do now at this point.
Hey, really appreciate you taking time out. Catch Ari's show, 9 a.m., TLV1.fm. Again, we'll have you back, Ari. Really appreciate it, and we'll catch you up via email and whatnot. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, we'll be right back to break down some of the games and some of the other things going on in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out with my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, let's take a break from all the craziness that we've been talking about with not talking about games and talking about the off-field stuff. Look, a good week of college football. Some teams stepped up and some teams obviously did not step up. What did you take away from this Saturday?
Well, let me say this. I live in Southern California, so this is sort of important to me. I think Rick Neuheisel was one of the worst coaches that you could ever find. He cheated at Colorado. He cheated at Washington, and he wasn't a very good coach at his alma mater, UCLA. But his son, Jerry Neuheisel, did not leave when Neuheisel was fired 2 years ago. He stayed around, and on Saturday, he finally got the opportunity to actually play in meaningful time as Brett Hundley went out in the second quarter, and he actually led UCLA to a 20-17 win over Texas, scoring, throwing a touchdown pass in the last few minutes to give UCLA the win. And the guys on the UCLA team actually carried Jerry Neuheisel and picked him up. So, you know, from my aspect, that's a great story. It really is. A kid, usually if a father gets fired as a coach, the kid transfers. He just does. This guy had the guts to stay around and wait his turn. I don't know if he's thrown 10 passes an entire career, but on Saturday night, he was a top-notch quarterback. He played very well. So I think that's just a great story. We've been talking about the negative story, but a kid who's hung around and waited, and his father got fired in the interim, and he waited his turn, and he led the Bruins to a victory. So I think to me that was a major, major highlight, because how often does that happen?
Doesn't happen very often. I agree with you, Fred, and kudos to him. And you know what? Keeps UCLA in the mix, obviously, with national outside chance at national title hopes and playing in the playoff and whatnot. So we'll see how everything shakes up with college football. But one thing I want to get to with college football is, how bad is the Big Ten? I mean, they obviously have struggled against anybody with any sort of a team. They don't seem to step up much, and the Big Ten is definitely down, Fred.
You know, historically, the last few years, there's been a major differential between the top rung of the Big Ten and everybody near the bottom. But now the top rung is not as strong as it has been in the past. And I agree with you. I watched a lot of the Penn State game against Rutgers. Rutgers, both were 2-0 going in, but Rutgers, you know, plays very, very hard. Christian Hackenberg threw a touchdown pass at the end, and Penn State wins 13-10, right on the number. It was 3 or 3.5. So the point is, Penn State's still undefeated. Michigan dominated late. Ohio State just dominated. However, the week before, Ohio State loses to Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech, of course, lost on Saturday itself to East Carolina. So the point is, you're right. I mean, the Big Ten added the two teams. Now they've added two more teams, but the Big Ten is not very strong at all. It really is not. Right now, the two strongest conferences, again, are the SEC and the Pac-12. And even the Pac-12, I mean, USC gives up 464 yards on the ground to Boston College. Now, the argument is, of course, USC has no depth over the because of the suspensions and probations over the Reggie Bush deal, and they're very young. But 464 yards on the ground, Eddie, I mean, when's the last time that happened?
I don't know when that's ever happened, to be honest with you. You know, and you brought something up that kind of made me think about something when you just mentioned Reggie Bush. You know, Penn State, we all know about what happened there, the big trouble they got in and whatnot. But as we all know, it's all been lifted. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
I feel about it this way. What happened at Penn State is 100,000 times worse than paying for a student athlete's parents' home in San Diego, as USC did. And I'm not a USC fan at all. It's 100,000 times worse. They allowed at Penn State Jerry Sandusky to take showers with 12-year-old kids after, in 1998, he was accused of child molestation. So I think it's insane, inane. I would have given Penn State the death wish, the death trap immediately instead of the probation. But to think about it, all USC fine, paid off some players. That's one thing. But nobody got hurt. I mean, unfair competition, yes. Maybe Reggie would have left, you know, would have transferred if you don't pay for my parents' home. I don't know. But that's not comparable to what they allowed to happen at Penn State. I think it's crazy. And it's funny. In the middle of all this, this happened Monday of this week. I said to myself, am I going nuts? Why would they do that? I feel sorry for – and the argument, Andy, is – well, why should the kids who had nothing to do with it?
But the
same argument could be made for the USC kids. They had nothing to do with Reggie Bush.
Sure.
That Reggie Bush thing happened in 2004, 2005.
Sure.
Why would 10 years later be punished?
There's double standards all over the place, obviously, Fred. And you know what? It makes no sense to me what they're doing with Penn State. At the end of the day, we all know what it's about. It's about making money, and Penn State is, as we all know as well, is one of those powerhouse places for football. And I guess, you know what, I'm not shocked at anything at this point anymore, Fred, to be honest with you. It's like when you get in trouble, they make this real heavy, hard stance, and then – a year or two later, they decide to take it all and give you back everything. Again, at the end of the day, it's all about money and it's all about greed and power. And it's pretty sickening. So, look.
No, Andy, let me interrupt something. I don't know. I don't have the number in front of me, but the Big Ten, now the Big 14, has like 8 or 9 bowl games that they have to fill. I think, honestly, the NCAA looked at it and said to itself, wait a minute. As you said early, the Big Ten is not all that strong. We're not going to be able to fill half these bowl games. So we have to get Penn State back in the mix. I mean, I think that's a possibility. Seriously. Think about
very
it.
I mean, Michigan, easy. Very, I, oh. Hey, look, I agree with you. It probably is a very, very likely possibility. But it doesn't mean it's right. I mean, again, if you have a stance, stick with it. At the end of the day, you're only as strong as the decisions that you make. And when you go back on what you say, it makes you look pretty bad. That's how I feel about it. Look.
But you know what? No. But you know what? Listening to national talk shows, very few people have talked about that versus what's happened in the National Football League. So, again, maybe the NCAA sort of tried to sneak this in a week where they knew the NFL was going to get the headlines. I don't know. I mean,
good timing on their part. Yeah,
timing. No,
I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe very rightfully so. Hey, let's get into a couple of these games today. We'll try to get through as many as we can. Miami and Buffalo going at it. Both those teams won week one. How do you see this game shaking out?
Well, Miami, of course, had to be sky high last week against the Patriots. Buffalo's got a fine running attack. I really think that they've got a shot here, a real good shot here. I mean, I would say that it's not a game I would wager on. It's not a game I'd put up as my handicapping sites, but it is a slight lean toward the Buffalo Bills, just from the point of view that Miami can't possibly be as sky high as they were last week. Buffalo, of course, the last second field goal win. I like the Bills in a slight lean.
Jags and Redskins, both those teams 0-1. Is RG3 able to go out there and have a decent performance today?
See, here's the situation. The best quarterback is not playing. Right now, Kirk Cousins is the best quarterback for the Redskins. I think the veteran players know that. I think Jay Gruden knows that. But he also knows if he sits RG3, then RG3 is done in Washington. So in answer to the question, again, a slight lean toward the team getting the 6 points in the Jag. They're not very good. They were up 17-0 over Philadelphia, managed to lose. But I would say that I would rather take the 6 than give the 6 because I don't think RG3 is very good right now. I think part of that is because of the injury and part of it's in his head. And if you add those two things up, you don't make a very good NFL quarterback.
Cowboys and Titans, phony Romo, if you ask me, not the real deal at all. Just continues to make mistake after mistake. I like the Titans in this one. They play a tough defense. They're going to get after them. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the Titans a little bit. Jake Locker's only going to get better if he stays uninjured. I think Dallas is Dallas, the worst defense in the league last year, and real close to the worst defense in the league going to be this year.
So Cardinals and Giants going at it. Eli looked terrible opening night Monday against Detroit. Carson Palmer not going to be playing today. Cardinals on the road in a different time zone. Could this be a tough one, and could the Giants get off the schneid?
Yeah, the Giants could. I mean, obviously, Eli threw, 27 interceptions last year, threw a couple last weekend. Drew Stanton's not a bad quarterback. It's not like you're going from the top to the bottom. I mean, Drew Stanton is a good quarterback. He was at Michigan State, and he has when he's played in the National Football League. So it's not out of the question that the Cardinals win on the road, and they said that Ellington's going to play, so that gives them an extra rushing attack. And Fitzgerald only caught, four passes for, 25 yards last week. You know he's going to do better than that. So I would give Arizona a pretty good shot here.
Patriots and Vikings, got to think that the Vikings are in a little bit of disarray. Patriots coming off of a week one loss at Miami. Got to think the Patriots are going to come to play today, Fred.
Well, you better hope you got in early because you only had to give three, and now it's six, I think, or six and a half in some books because of Peterson not playing on what's going on with the Vikes. But I think in the end, the Patriots will win. I think what's the number? 80% or 85% of the teams that have opened 0-2 have not made the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know the Patriots are going to make the playoffs, so just based on statistics, you got to lean, and certainly with the money line, you got to lean with the Patriots.
Saints and Browns, everybody talking about panic and whatnot there for the Saints. Great first game against Atlanta, just fell a little bit short. Marcus Colson dropped the ball there, otherwise they might have been able to get a score. Playing the Browns, got to think the Saints can get it done.
I think there'll be a lot of points scored in this one, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Hoyer played well in the second half last week, and they almost won the game. A lot of points.
I would agree with you. I don't know if we're going to have time to get through all the rest of the games because we're up against it. But there are some interesting ones. We'll get a couple final thoughts from you and me on the other side. Bears and Niners. Bears defense looks terrible. They're going to have trouble. The Jets play the Packers. Texans and Raiders. Not really a big game there. Rams and Bucks. Seahawks and Chargers. Interesting matchup there. Chiefs and Broncos, a division rival matchup, should be interesting, even though Kansas City didn't play so well there. And then, obviously, Monday night, the Eagles and the Colts. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So just have a couple final thoughts in your head, Fred, when we return about some of those games or anything that you want to get off your chest before we get out of here. But, again, want to do this every week. We're here 8 to 10 Pacific time, so we do like thoughts. We do like opinions. We do know a lot, but we do like when we get fan participation as well. So keep it close. One final segment. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me as he does each and every week. Got to thank Ari Lewis from Lewis Live all the way from Jerusalem, Israel, joining us today. Good stuff from him. Check him out, tlv1.fm. I believe he said his show's at 9 a.m. on Tuesday. So give him a listen and check out what he talks about on his show. But Fred, what's the game you're looking forward to most today? And we didn't talk much about baseball, but somewhat of an ugly week for them as well, with Stanton getting hit by fires, the news about Chris Davis, and some other things happening, a few decent races, the Angels playing exceptional, and you nailed it out of the park. I happened to catch you Friday night a little bit on your show here on Sports Byline, the overnight program. Oakland may have made one of the worst trades that we can ever think of, but big game for you today, and then maybe even something that struck you pretty well in the sports world, not so badly.
Giants, Dodgers today. I think the winner, and Kershaw's going for the Dodgers, I think the winner of this game will win the division. The other team will go in as a wild card, and that makes a big, big difference. Kershaw's a major favorite, but it doesn't mean he has to win. Giants win Friday night 9-0. Dodgers win Saturday night 17-0, two touchdowns and a field goal. If Kershaw wins, I think the Dodgers will win the division in spite of their manager. And if the Giants win on Sunday, I think the Giants will win the division.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting how things have shaked up here in baseball. I think it'd be cool to see Kansas City be able to get it done, take that division, something we haven't seen since back in the days of maybe George Brett, the 85 year for the Kansas City Royals. So a lot of good stuff, even though there's all kinds of bad things happening in the NFL and Chris Davis again. There's definitely some positive out there. It's not all terrible. Enjoy your Sunday. I guess watch football, but watch it with a little different eye maybe because of all the nonsense that's happened. But Fred, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, man.
Talk to you then, Andy. Thank you.
Sounds good. For Scott, for Fred, for Ari, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.